to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're vibing with what is getting put out, and I appreciate you. I really, really do. This week has been amazing. I'm not going to lie to you, this week has been really kind of fantastic. I've spent a lot of time helping a lot of people out, spent a lot of time giving some good advice to coaches and students and former students and friends and just people that need help. So I've been very in my element, and I've been very happy with that. This week I want to talk about something really important. When's the last time that you felt like you were in your element? When's the last time you truly felt as though you were where you were supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing? For a lot of people, this can be different. And for me, it's being on stage. As a lot of you know, I'm a professional musician, and being on stage, as terrifying as it is for me to be on stage, it's where I feel the strongest. It's where I feel the most at home. It's where I feel like I can make the most impact in this world. And I love that. The other day, I went to the library because I wanted to practice my TED Talk. And due to some scheduling error, another person needed the room. And I said, hey, do you mind if I just... I only need the room for 13 minutes. And they said, wow, that's oddly specific. I said, well, do you mind if I just run my talk real quick and then you can have the room? Because I don't need to sit here and run it over and over and over again. I just need to run it once. And this lady was really cool about it. She's like, yeah, sure. On one condition. I said, okay. She goes, do you mind if I listen to it? I said, no, absolutely. What I thought was going to happen was it was just going to be her. What wound up happening is she goes out, she leaves the room, runs over and grabs probably four or five of her colleagues, coworkers. I'm not sure. And asked, you know, do you mind if they listen also? I said, yeah, sure. So I got not on stage, but like I took the front of the room, took a deep breath, and gave my talk. Mind you, these are six complete strangers to me. The only reason our paths crossed was because we had a scheduling error. And I gave my talk, finished, said thank you for your time, and kind of walked up to the side of the room. And we all talked for the next 30 minutes about stage presence. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but this woman was in charge of giving an impromptu, I don't know exactly the word. Long story short, her job was helping people that are actors, and she would give them advice and tips on stage presence, on diction, on pronunciation, all that stuff. So she gave me an informal lesson in front of her class, and I became the subject. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And the one thing she asked me, she goes, how do you feel when you're on stage? And I said, well, honestly, the second I step on stage, I'm super nervous. I'm always very nervous. And you would think after being on stage so many times, you would get used to it, you would get comfortable, you would get excited. And that's true. I do feel all of those things. However, I get nervous because I want to do a good job. All that work, all that effort, all that practicing, all that rehearsing, all of the memorization, all the steps that have to go into it matter. And I want everyone that's in the audience to get the best experience possible. And as this class was kind of winding down, she looks at her class and she goes, everybody, I want you to focus on what this guy just did. It's always harder to present in front of, you know, your friends and your colleagues and people that you know. But a very close second is presenting to complete strangers. She goes, this guy got up on stage, gave his talk, and treated us as though we were the most important people in this entire building. And that really stuck with me. Because a lot of times when we're in our element, people don't take the time to give the audience everything that they need. Next time you feel like you're in your element, next time you are in your element, I want you to give your audience, be it one person, 1,000 people, 10,000, it doesn't matter. I want you to give them your everything. However long that performance is, however long that speech is, however long you're going to be painting in front of them or drawing, I want you to give them your absolute everything. And I want you to see how amazing you feel when you're in the zone, when you are in your element, and you've given 100%. I want you to see what that feels like, and most importantly, I want you to cling to that feeling. That feeling of power, that feeling of being in control, that power, that feeling of being so powerful because you are doing what you feel you are intended to be doing, is something not many people get to truly experience. And I want you to feel as amazing as you possibly can being in your element. That's all I got for you. Thank you all for hanging with me. Thank you all for your constant support. I love you very much. If no one's told you this lately, listen very closely. You matter. You are important. This world, although it may be crazy and chaotic and feeling as though nobody knows which way's up or what's really going on, your presence in it makes someone else's life better. Your presence, your existence, makes this world a better place. And I'm thankful you're in it. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming.
Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.